This morning, I'd like to speak from Psalm 37. Psalm 37. This is a psalm of David, and it's speaking of the wickedness of man and how it seems to prevail, but God is in control of all things, and that we are to trust Him in all things. It's fitting for the time that we live in, that there's much calamity, much chaos. It just seems that what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. And so we need to be focused on what God has set before us in His Word, and He looks to guide our ways and to keep us in His truth. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Psalm 37, and starting in verse 1. It says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him. And He shall bring it to pass, He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Often I find myself or my eyes are focused on my own problems and not on the Lord. And we can see the wicked prosper, and we can be discouraged. We worry because our vision is so finite. We can only see so far. But Colossians 3:2 says, "Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth." We may wonder why God allows such wicked men to prosper, why men like Hitler, Mussolini, or Stalin are allowed to prosper for a time. But the Bible says they are cut down like the grass. Where are these men today? It is God who deals with the wicked. If it disturbs you when you look around today and you see wicked prospering, David gives us 4 points which we can follow. And we are not, for we do not have a spirit of fear that overtakes us, but we are like the wicked in this world. Though we may see the wicked prosper, they prosper for only a time. But as Christians, we are to present ourselves in such times as these. We are to be people who fear God. But the first thing David says is to trust the Lord. He says in verse 3, "Trust in the Lord, do good, dwell in the land, and feed on His faithfulness." Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered." So often our first inclination is to look to our own strength, to seek man's wisdom. And this is the first step in our failure, and often where I fail. We are all familiar with Proverbs 3:5-6. And how the words are such an encouragement to so many, and it has been always an encouragement to me, and I need to be reminded of this daily, to trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. We are to trust in the Lord and do good. Even though others may cheat us, we are still to do good in return. For our heritage is not on earth. If this earth is all that we have, when those who cheat us and those who harm us or look to use us, then we may have a case to return evil. But this is not our home. Our home is with the Lord. We are to do good, to dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. In verse 4, he says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." This is a promise for Israel, but it also applies to us today. The Lord looks to bless us, but too often we do not seek his blessings. We are to delight ourselves in the Lord. We are to look to please God, to do his will, to be obedient to him. If we look at the state of the world, we can see people who hate, who look to settle their own scores. And we see the lawlessness, and these are all signs of the end of the times, and the times at which we live. It first starts with children who are disobedient to their parents. And then those children who grow up who are disobedient to their parents, they become disobedient to the laws and the lawgivers. God seeks those who are obedient to his word, who delight in him, and he will give us the strength to overcome. Now there is something else that we can do. In verse 5 and 6 he says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday." We are to commit to the Lord. Don't sit on the fence. It will only tear you apart. Give God time to work out his plan in your life. Too often I find myself not committing to the Lord. And what happens is that I take the wrong turn when I should have kept straight on the path. And I miss the blessing which God has prepared for me because I did not commit to his ways. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved." Turn with me also to 1 Peter. 1 Peter and chapter 5. And starting at verse 5. Verse 5. "Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you." It takes submission to commit to the Lord. And he says at the end, "Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you." What a promise. We don't have to do this half-heartedly, but we are to do this with full commitment. We are to commit our lives to the Lord. I find that if you don't commit fully to a project or something that you're doing, you end up not focused on what you're trying to do, and it doesn't turn out the way it is. Should. I also remember a time when I was in the mountains and I was snowboarding, and I didn't really commit fully to a jump that I was going to go do. And I ended up hurting myself more than if I would have committed to doing that jump. I was only half-heartedly focused on it. We are to commit our ways to the Lord and to be focused on him. And in verse 7 to 9, he says, "Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Here is another thing to do. We are to rest in the Lord, to wait patiently for him. All these point to not to ourselves, but to God who sustains us. We are to trust, delight, commit, and rest in the Lord. They are actions that we take to put in God's care. We trust in him, delight in him, commit to him, and rest in him. We need to remove ourselves from the equation. Whenever I find myself in trouble, it is because of my own actions that put me there in that situation, because I did not wait on the Lord. Lamentations 3:22 and 20-26 says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because of his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Patience is a virtue that is lost on a culture that expects everything instantly. Waiting can be one of the hardest things, especially when we see our enemy so close. But wait upon the Lord for his salvation. We are reminded again in verses 8 and 9 that what was said in verses 1 and 2. But in verse 9, we are given a promise. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. In the end, the Lord is the victor. He has conquered sin, death, and hell, and he will bring this earth into his reign as well. May we be encouraged to trust the Lord, to delight in his word, and may we commit our ways to him and rest in his care for us.